If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
John Hansen joins us now from Block Club Chicago with extremely local news sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. John, good morning. I'm so glad you're talking about noise, because I was thinking about this the other day on the expressway. It is so noisy out there. I don't know what it is lately. It never used to bother me, but it seems like it's noisier than ever when you're in the car, isn't it?
Well, we need to strap you with a decibel reader, Bob, for a scientific study, if you don't mind.
No,
you can let
no problem.
Us know about that, Kennedy. And Bob's side gig, who is our big tipster at Block Club Chicago. No, this is a story. You know, I used to live not as close as Jake and Elwood lived that one night near the L station. But I used to live close to the Brown Line. I mean, really close. The train was rattling throughout the night. But the Brown Line doesn't run all night. Some places near the Red Line that used to have slow zones because the tracks were just so old, the trains could not run super fast through them. Well, they modernized the tracks for the most part, which allows the trains through the uptown neighborhood, the southbound trains, to run a lot faster, which is great for the overall health of the CTA being on time. How many stories have we done and we talked about ghost trains and trains being late? Well, for the neighbors, though, who live between the Sheridan and Wilson stops on the Red Line, they say that this has become unbearable. Some people are saying, well, that's like moving next to Wrigley Field and complaining about the noise. But for years and years, Bob, these trains have not been able to run super fast because of the slow zone. So people have moved in when the decibel reader wasn't too high. And now inside some of their homes, it's measured as high as 75 or 80. And again, these trains run 24 hours on the Red Line. So now we got a real impasse here on the north side in the Buena Park neighborhood. Great that the track has been modernized. They say, the CTA says, they can do a little bit more work called something called grinding the tracks, which means essentially oiling them up a little bit. They're going to try this in a couple weeks. But as of right now, they're saying we're not going to slow down the trains to this area. It's helped improve the system. It's why we spent all this money to modernize the tracks. But people say it's not only inside our homes. There's dog parks nearby that people aren't going to because people it's too loud. It's running all the time. We have a quote saying people can't leave their windows open, right? What a gorgeous weekend it was besides some of the smoke. But I mean, it's a real issue, but for some people, they'll say, hey, you live near the Red Line. What'd you expect?
The Red Line runs 24 hours a day, and the CTA is exempt from city noise ordinances, aren't they?
They sure are, Bob. It's nice they wrote themselves in on that one.
Yeah, no
there
kidding.
You go. That was smart.
Let's talk about One Summer Chicago, the city's youth employment initiative. It ends this week. Has it been a success?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you're going to find some people that maybe it wasn't the most successful program for, but I don't think anyone is against hiring a bunch of youths to give them opportunities. And not only the youths, it was 30,000 this summer that were hired as a part of this, but the businesses like it too. They essentially get paid interns, paid for by the city, to learn their craft. And Ariel Perella, our reporter on the Northwest Side, went ahead and checked out Seiko's print studio for her story. It's in the Humble Park neighborhood, where eight summer interns spent a lot of time learning a lot of different things. It's a great story about teenagers who learned the art of printing and the art of business and social media. And the business owner has said it's been a blessing too. She just opened up the print shop in December. She says she's been able to grow her clients, offer a lot more services over the summer, and learn the business a little bit more herself. And I think it's an interesting angle, the idea that obviously it's great to give kids opportunities to learn business, to do something productive during the summer, maybe inspire them to do that next job or that first job. But also for these business owners, small business, not easy. A lot of them launching in Chicago need a little help as well, and this helps them kind of keep the payroll a little bit more lean and also give them a little bit of help through the summer.
Yeah, all good. And finally, in Logan Square, they know about this, but I don't know if others know of terrible portraits.
Oh, this is
fun, isn't it?
This is a good one. So Jacob Ryan Reno is from Logan Square. And he says he'll give you a 9-inch by 5-inch monstrosity of a terrible portrait. I think we're all familiar with the caricature artists, right? Who, this is not that. The caricature artists obviously accentuate your maybe jangled teeth or your big chin, but it still looks like an artist did it. This looks like a 5-year-old did it. No offense to Jacob. And he set up these terrible portraits. He goes there on Sundays during the Logan Square Farmers Market. He says he was at a house party in college, and he saw some friends had some pen and paper. They started drawing each other. They did it in 5 minutes really quickly. And he drew his friend, and he turned the picture around to show her, and she was, quote, visibly upset. So it was a joke that then turned into a little side hustle. He charges $5 for these, so no one's out a lot of money or anything. He has examples to show people. And he says, I mean, the sign at the table says terrible portraits, so they know what they're getting into. And they're just funny. It's like someone trying to be a caricature artist. He works at restaurants. He DJs during the week as well in the gig economy, and he figures this is just one more thing to do. We did a profile on him, showed some of the terrible portraits. Like, they're just good enough, Bob, but they're just terrible enough, too. It
sounds like a great gift idea.
Yeah.
More at blockclubchicago.org, and more from John Hansen on Your Money Matters tonight at 6. Aren't you working for John Williams today as well?
Yeah. In fact, I need to get anything that we can do to clear the Eisenhower. I got to be in by to talk to you, what, at 9:10 or so for the crosstalk?
We'll take care of that.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Oh, double duty, John. You got to check the small print on the contract next time, John. Thank you.
Contract.
726.